how defining the morning papers is how defining the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's how defining on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We are live with you from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this Monday, the 11th of February, 2008. On today's program, I'm going to let somebody speak from the grave to you, Jack Otto. Jack did a presentation up in Michigan. I do believe it was entitled Forbidden Secrets. And it is going to demonstrate who the Illuminists are, who the Illuminati are, their plans for this country, and with promoting World War III, and which is going to take place, by the way, in case you haven't guessed, in the Middle East. Not by the United States, but by United States-backed Israel. And I want you to pay close attention to this because Jack, as I've urged all talk show hosts, if you don't know the difference between people from the tribe of Judah or real Jews or a Zionist, it is better that you do not even speak of the subject. To date, I've had nothing written against me by the American Defamation League. Oh, I'm sorry, you know it as the Anti-Defamation League. They will not touch me with a 10-foot pole because I, like Roddy Piper in the movie, I have my glasses on. I can see. They do not want to bring any attention to me, which is just fine with me. The ADL is a particularly unsavory lot of individuals just hell-bent on shutting down free speech in this country and any criticism of people that are involved in the deconstruction of this country. Having said that, I hope they get wind of the presentation today, and I hope they make some noise in my direction, because I'd love to take on the ADL, but they won't do that. I know they will not. They're better off picking on people and, well, that will capitulate and knuckle under. I, if you haven't noticed, ladies and gentlemen, are not one of those people. Jack is a very interesting individual. He wrote a book, World War III. It took him about, oh gosh, what did he tell me? 20 years to compile and research the information. You're going to hear things during this presentation. You're going to go, what did he just say? Well, folks, it's been researched and documented. Just hang on to your hat, because here comes the Mac Daddy of all conspiracy facts, not theory. The people behind world banks, the globalists, what their designs are in America. And for those too timid to talk about the subject matter that are in the public's ear, if you are not willing to talk about this, I would do a gut check and see if you want to keep being a radio broadcaster. Because the elimination of this truth as to where communism came from, where the banking cabal came from, where all of this came from, the problems that we're suffering today, the global elite with their plans for the North American Union, for this country. If you do not want to go to the roots of the problem, then you're just mouthing platitudes and you should not be on the air wasting people's time. I will commence this presentation. We've got a couple of glitches in a disc here. We're trying to strip this off of YouTube, compress the files. But this thing played perfectly in my DVD player at home. I might have a hiccup or two on the computer. Of course, in the computers, they're not designed really to be DVD players. That was thrown in there to run pristine copies of anything. But there's a few defects or flaws in it. It'll kind of act up a little bit, but we will monitor it closely, and if we come across one of these skips, I will correct the problem, because my finger is going to be on the button. We'll start this right after this break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Hopefully this will play without a glitch. We uploaded this to YouTube in six-part series. We just had to strip the audio down, compress it, and send it over to my computer because the original disc that I had, as I explained, would play nicely in my DVD player at home, but it wouldn't want to play on my computer. Brand new computer, but that's neither here nor there. And as I started to say, Jack was not necessarily a public speaker. I'd asked him to do a radio program on this network. Jack passed last summer, a lot of you are aware of. And Jack was 65 years old with congestive heart failure. When he was 60, the doctors told him, "You better make out your will because you don't have long to live. We want to get in there and cut open the chest and, well, do our magic on your heart." He said, "No, I'll take the homeopathic rite of passage." And the doctors told him, "Well, you're only going to live for a couple of months if you don't let us do our thing." Well, 5 years later, he was still cooking. What Jack is going to be talking about in this presentation, it's about 58 minutes long. This will explain to you where our banking system came from, where communism came from, where the control of all the medias in this country comes from. Now, people might call me an idiot for putting this information out. Other people might praise me as being near sainthood. Don't do either. Listen to the information. Because I'm tired of just hacking at the branches, so to speak. We need to strike at the root. Ready, Mr. Producer?
Well, without any further ado, I would like to introduce our first speaker tonight. He is also a radio show host, and I'll let him give you the details on that. And so here you have it, Mr. Jack Otto.
Thank you, friends. 65 years ago today, God Almighty put me on this earth, and I believe it's to fight against this new world order.
Thank you, and happy birthday.
Thank you. We are being cornered like cattle into a pen, squeezed down, and we're never really going to be free people unless we're brave. Because this was only the land of the free as long as it was the home of the brave. And this started a long time ago with people that go back to the 4th century. Let me tell you about the flight of the Khazar warriors out of northern Turkey in 500 AD. They were a despicable bunch. You could go to the king of the Khazars and rent an army from him, an army of 40 or 50,000 men. But it didn't matter what kind of a deal you struck with their monarch. He wasn't called a king. He was called a shagun. Once the battle was done, they rape and pillage. Doesn't matter what kind of agreement you had with the king. That's the way it ended up. And so as a consequence, people in the area garnered a great deal of animosity for these Khazar warriors. And in 500 AD, they were driven out. And as they came down south out of Turkey, some fled to the west into Romania and Hungary and became the Gypsies. The rest followed their monarch, the Chagan, up into the steppes of Russia and north of there to the Caucasus Mountains. And as they settled in there, they quite easily enslaved the relatively peaceful agrarian Slavic folks that were indigenous to the area. Then they came under pressure to take sides in a growing contention around them. Coming down from the north was Eastern Orthodox Christianity, and coming up from the south was Islam. And they knew that if they succumbed to pressure from either of those to join their organization and embrace their philosophy, it would surely offend the other. And so what they did was a politically expedient maneuver. He called in all the religious leaders of the area, and he got their input. And after the input, he announced, "For me and my people," and we're talking about 20 million people and about 4,000 nobility, "for me and my people, we choose to become Jews." Now, this was not a heartfelt conversion. This was not something that was deep in their breasts that they felt they needed to make a conversion because they thought that was the proper way to serve the Creator. This was something that was done as a political expediency. And in the course of studying about their new religion, and you do have to study it even if you're only going to charade, it is absolutely necessary to study about it so that you can fake it. And in the course of doing so, they came across a character with whom they could truly identify. It was Lucifer, the morning light that fell from grace and became Satan, the adversary. And they formed an inner circle within Judaism dedicated to the forces of evil. Let's define terms. What is a Jew? If you look back in your Old Testament, your Bible, there was 12 Hebrew tribes. The 10 northern tribes were called the House of Israel. The 2 southern tribes were called Benjamin and Judah. More properly pronounced, Judah. Because we didn't get the harder sound to the J until about 200 years ago. So this is what I would call real Jews, people from the tribe of Judah. And when we start talking about the New World Order, we are not talking about these people at all. We're talking about these Khazar warriors that only pretended to embrace Judaism. And so today, we find that about 92% of the people who claim to be Jews really aren't. They don't have a drop of Semitic blood in their veins. They are Khazar warriors with a new bent on life and a goal to conquer, to rape, and to pillage. And that philosophy has come down over time, and we see how effectively they have implemented it throughout history. Now, when they pretended to embrace Judaism, they drew upon the real Jews for some education. And they used the Hebrew alphabet as phonics to codify their Khazar language. And so now we look at that language called Yiddish or Jiddish and find that it is not Hebrew. It only appears to be. Now these people have run into some trouble over time. In 965 AD, they were overrun by the Varganians, which was Swedish-ruled Slavic people. Varganian is the Russian word for Vikings. And they were militarily defeated, which curbed their expansionist philosophy for some time. And then in 1140, they were literally overrun by the Mongols for Kublai Khan and Genghis Khan. And they were driven down into Eastern Europe. Their monarch, the king, or Chagan as he was called, fled to Spain and Portugal. Now, because these folks were a darker skinned people with black hair and brown eyes, it was easier for them to fit in with the folks of Spain and Portugal and Italy and Sicily than they could other places where they stood out and looked markedly different. And they took a great deal of control, especially in Spain and Portugal, so much so that they were discovered in conspiracy because they worked together to get themselves, one of them, into a position of authority where that person can work in tandem with others to get more of their people in authority and positions of power and working it up to where they're running the show and milking everybody else. After they fled down into Europe, there was one of them, a guy by the name of Meyer Amschel Bauerberg, who decided to enter into clandestine world government. Meyer Amschel Bauerberg used the symbol outside of his father's silversmith shop, a large red shield, as inspiration for an alias. And he went by the name of Rothschild. That's German language for red shield. Now, Rothschild was born in 1743, and when he was in his late 20s, he formulated a financial enterprise with 12 other entrepreneurs with the dedication, with the interest, and the intent of conquering everybody and everything. They were going to do it with fractional reserve banking, and that turned out to be a very successful tool. We found out about fractional reserve banking at the Bank of Amsterdam in 1610 when, like all fiat money inflations, it came to a roaring bust. And they learned from that and wanted to implement it wherever they could so that they could be the ones that benefited from that enterprise.
All right, we'll pause this, come back on the other side. Keep in mind that this gentleman is speaking to you from the grave, ladies and gentlemen. Jack Otto passed from this earth, the mortal coil, as it's sometimes called, last summer. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, continuing with Jack Otto's presentation, Forbidden Knowledge. I hope you're paying close attention to this.
Now, Meyer Amschel Bauerberg had five sons, and he took these five sons, and as they became of age, he sent them to foreign countries to operate not an independent banking system, but one in conjunction with the rest of their people. A system whereby Nathan, who went to London and soon proved himself to be shrewd, there was one named Kalman who passed himself off as Carl, and I think he went to Amsterdam. Jacob called himself James, and he went to Paris. And we find that throughout the world, in five big locations, they had banking institutions that had a very clever idea. And if these people weren't so evil, it would have been easier to admire what they did. But they had a system whereby you could go to one of the banks in one country and deposit gold with them and get a receipt for it. And then go to the foreign country where they had another office, take that receipt, and get your gold. And you didn't run the risk of losing your gold on the high seas, either to wind or to pirates or anything else. So in a way, it was kind of a clever scheme. However, these people were despicably evil, and their intent to make money was to not just put themselves for their head, but to hold others back. Now, Meyer Amschel Bauerberg lived to be, he lived from 1743 to the year 1812, and that's why we got that 1812 overture, was to honor him. His associates respected him and wanted to salute his passing. Meyer Amschel Bauerberg changed his name to Rothschild, and he also dropped the Bauerberg suffix and called himself Bauer. Closer to home, where he lived there at 148 Judenstrasse in Frankfurt, Germany. They later moved down to 148 Judenstrasse, and it was from there that he was able to do much of his chicanery. And he got in league with a guy, William the Ninth of Hesse Cassel. Now, if you remember about the Hessian warriors were something that were warrior slaves that was purchased by the King of England from this landgrave of Hesse Cassel. They were purchased for the price of $12,000. And much of that money was earned by just capturing these people through actual out-and-out brigand slavery and holding them until they could be sent to the king, and which they were told, don't ever let those colonists get a hold of you. They will skin you alive. Well, when the Hessian soldiers got captured by one of us, one of our forefathers, they started crying, oh, please don't skin me. And they said, well, skin you? We're not going to do that. Then they realized they'd been lied to. Many of them came over and joined the revolutionary forces of the Americans, and a lot of them escaped out to the west and melded in and became what we might call squatters out there in the wide open west like the rest of us did. Now, they did a pretty good job of interfacing with the Native Americans out there and were able to garner some respect for them. So it was among these same people that brought about so much of the war that we see in front of us throughout history. It was fomented primarily for profits, and to scare us into believing that the only way that we could circumvent this war, to get this behind us, is if we were to form a league or United Nations. Now, the first attempt was when they had their man, Napoleon. Now, Napoleon was the Emperor of France, but he came from Corsica, and it was shortly after Corsica was brought into the French Empire that he was given the nod to become the emperor and to engage his war. Now, this was shortly after that French Revolution. You know, I'm going to go back and take a step back here and talk about that French Revolution for a moment. See, it was shortly after a man named Adam Weishaupt, in May 1st of 1776, formulated an organization called the Illuminati. This was done on behalf of Baron Rothschild, and it was for the express purpose of fomenting their plans and executing their goals for conquest. Now, Adam Weishaupt encapsulated a game plan to bring about this world government, and in these game plan he had it mentioned in there that they were to take France in the year 1789. Now, these plans were formulated into writing and translated by one of the Ingolstadt University professors, one of Professor Weishaupt's cohorts, a guy by the name of Xavier von Zweck. Now, Zweck translated these into French so that they could be taken to Paris and Silesia.
All right, we'll break here. Right after the break, we'll continue with Jack Otto's presentation, and then I've got a few comments of my own. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We continue with Forbidden Knowledge. To my knowledge, the last presentation that was videoed by Mr. Jack Otto
was a courier, a guy by the name of Lanz.
Hey!
Had been an evangelist minister, but quit God and decided to become an Illuminati agent and a courier. And he was taking these materials by horseback through Bavaria. In a place called Regensburg, he was struck by lightning and it killed both him and his horse. And people found this man, this dead man and his horse with documents in the pouch. And these documents were passed up the chain of command to the Elector of Bavaria, who got to wondering, is there really a game plan out here to conquer the whole world? So he staged simultaneous raids on Rothschild's associates, primarily on Weishaupt's associates, and found a great deal of corroborating evidence, enough to convince them that there truly was a game plan out there to take the whole world. And there were 6 points to their game plan. They wanted the abolition of all religion, the abolition of property rights, of inheritance. And the worst one was down at the bottom of the list, the abrogation of the family. Now, we can see how that was implemented in Red China. Men went to one dormitory, women went to another dormitory, boys were here and girls were here, and the family was totally destroyed, and they used that to brainwash those people. When you got kids with no control over them except the one facilitator or his associates, the children are at their mercy. And it's planned for here, for us, for our children, for our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. They intend to show no mercy. Now, this formulation of the Illuminati led them down the road to this game plan wherein they are working diligently to take over the whole world. And in the course of doing so, when this courier was found, the Elector of Bavaria, one Theodor von Dalberg, decided after he staged those simultaneous raids that he was going to contact every head of church and state in all of Europe and gave them a translation of the documentation that was found in the pouches of that dead courier, that apostate minister named Lanz. And so it was after the Napoleonic War, when Napoleon ran into Lord Wellington at Waterloo and was stomped. Now, this would have been a big setback for Mr. Rothschild, but Mr. Rothschild had one of his associates following the war along. And this associate sent a message back to him by carrier pigeon. And the carrier pigeons let him know that Wellington had won. So what he did was he was in Paris at the time, and he jumped in a boat, and he had some men taking through some terribly dangerous seas. Too bad he didn't get it right then and there, but nevertheless, he made it to the other shore, to Great Britain, and he sold all of his British financial securities. And then he started acting all so scared, like, and let the rumor out that Napoleon had won. Well, if Napoleon had won, everybody realized that their government was not going to be able to honor its financial obligations, and so they started selling theirs. And at the very depth of that despair, he quietly and surreptitiously had some of his friends start buying up those worthless securities. And so almost overnight, he increased his wealth by 21-fold. Now, it was time to disappear for a little while. He wasn't really popular because he had put out a false rumor that Napoleon had won. And when people found out that Napoleon hadn't won and they'd sold their government securities based on a lie, they were a little bit disappointed. But Baron Rothschild was in a position now where he could force a reformation of the Bank of England and cause his people to be put in positions of power and authority. And so, as a consequence, it turned out well for him. It turned out way too well for him. So it was after this Napoleonic Wars that they had this big meeting in Vienna. The Rothschilds had his dignitaries assemble others from around the world, and they said, it is the scourge of war that plagues us. And if we're ever to get rid of this scourge of war, we're going to have some kind of Congress where nations can come together and we can live through this modern age. One of the attendees was the Tsar of Russia. And he remembered the documentation that he had gotten from the Elector of Bavaria, and he had studied it. And he knew about this program by the Illuminati to take over the whole world. And he got up in the middle of that meeting and he denounced the whole process. He pointed out that it was Weishaupt's plan to overthrow all governments and religion and take over the world in behalf of his organization. And he was the man personally who shot down the Congress in Vienna. And Rothschild hated him for it. And he swore that he or his heirs one day would destroy the entire Romanov family. And we saw that happen. Well, it was before our times. We didn't personally get to see it happen, but we sure have a recording of it in our history books. That in November 8th of 1917, I believe it was, that they went in and took over, killed an entire Romanov family, the Tsar and all his children. There's some speculation that one daughter, Anastasia, got away, and another son is alleged to have gone off over to Poland and become a military officer under an assumed name. There's lots we don't know about what went on. Lots we probably never will know about what went on. Because everything has been based on deceit and lies. And we find ourselves boxed into corners based on these untruths. So it was shortly afterwards that they had another man from their group, a guy by the name of Abraham Lincoln, whose real name was Springsteen. And Abraham Lincoln Springsteen went about fomenting the Civil War here. I'd like to call it the War of Northern Aggression, because we've been lied to about that so much. We were told that was a war over slavery. But it wasn't. It was a war over states' rights. Two of the southern states, Virginia and North Carolina, had long ago outlawed slavery. And yet, it was used to rally northern forces. You know, that's the kind of thing I'd be willing to take part in. I would like to stop slavery wherever it could be found. And I'm sure it appealed to a lot of people to put an end to that despicable act of holding another human being like you would an animal and making them work for whatever you feel like giving them. Now, Abraham Lincoln had right in his cabinet a guy by the name of August Belmont. August Belmont wasn't his real name. His real name was Schoenberg. He was a Rothschild agent. And down in the other camp, they had a Rothschild relative, a guy by the name of Judah Benjamin, who was the head of the secret police down there. And after that, Abraham Lincoln resented his involvement with these people. And he made a speech in which he said, "I feel at this time more fear for my nation than any other time, even during the war. An era of corporations has been enthroned, and corruption will grow in high places. And we will end up with the wealth of many aggregated in the hands of the few." Now, his resentment resulted in action, and he decided he was going to issue greenbacks. He'd had enough of working with these people, and they would not put up with that. So they sent in one of their own, a guy by the name of John Wilkes Booth, a bad actor, who dispatched Abraham Lincoln so that, and it was done in conjunction with the Jesuits. See, there are so many of these Illuminati organizations out there. The one we just described by Adam Weishaupt was called the Bavarian Illuminati. There was another Illuminati called Avion, over in, I believe, in Great Britain. There was one in Switzerland, and there was another one in France, the Grand Lodge Orient de la France. And there's a very important one called the Alumbrados that was formulated in Spain. Now, the Alumbrados is Spanish for enlightened ones. And the Alumbrados only existed for about 20 years before they changed their name. They changed their name to the Society of Jesus. They called themselves the Jesuits, and they pledged themselves as the protectorate of the Pope. And when you got the Illuminati protecting you, it's the kiss of death. What we find about the time that this Civil War was over, there was a guy who had been born in Boston, Massachusetts on December 30th, 1809, a guy by the name of Albert Pike. He was an impressive intellect. He was a Harvard graduate back when it really meant something. He was the master of 16 languages, and he was a despicable son of a... because he openly worshipped Satan. He was part of an organization called the Palladialists. He was the one that converted this Knights of the Golden Dawn to the Ku Klux Klan. And he was the author of a book called Morals and Dogma. It is the most revered text among the Masons. And in this text on page 321, Albert Pike said, "It is Lucifer, the morning light, whose seething energies you must learn to control or implement." So it was this Albert Pike, the same guy that wrote a letter to his superior in the Illuminati, a guy over in Europe by the name of Giuseppe Mazzini, who was the revolutionary leader. And Giuseppe Mazzini also happened to be the founder of the Mafia. This letter that he wrote to Giuseppe Mazzini on August 15 of 1871 outlined three world wars. And the first of those world wars was to be fomented between the differences between the German nationalists and the Brits, and end up with the downfall of Tsarist Russia and the rise of communism. Any of us who studied any history at all knows that's exactly how World War I took place. Then World War II was fomented between the Zionists, between the German nationalists again, and the Brits to bring us in. And in World War II, Israel was to be born. And the Zionists were given power. So since the first two wars came off just exactly as that letter said, and that letter used to hang right in the British Museum Library until 1977, when Baron Rothschild became a director. And as soon as he was on the board of directors, that letter disappeared from the library. Immediately. But since that letter so clearly delineated the first two world wars, I think we have to look at it seriously and take it to heart when it says in there so clearly that the third world war will be fomented between the Zionists and Islam. Does anybody see that materializing today? Every place we look, we can see it happening. And we can see that the power they have here in this country to run things and to pull the nastiest little scams and America believes it. Because they don't realize who it is that owns the newspapers. They don't realize who it is that owns the television. And sometimes they don't care. As long as there's going to be football on the Monday night and I got beer at hand, that's all that counts. Well, at least for a lot of people. And I think once they find that they have let their children and their grandchildren slip into tyranny, they may regret it. But regrets never come at the beginning. They always come at the end. We can see World War III shaping up just exactly like they planned for us. And not enough of us are doing what's necessary to stop it. Look at...
We'll continue this on the other side of the break, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're paying close attention to this. Because we keep referring to them and they. Well, we're talking about who them and they really are. We'll be right back.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, continuing here, we've got about, I would say roughly less than that, probably about 28 minutes of this presentation. I hope that you're enjoying this.
All the empty seats we have here. America should be flooded to this cause. They should be interested in what is transpiring. They should be interested in who's doing what and to whom. It was right after World War I that J.P. Morgan was given the job of gaining control of the newspapers. They knew they must be able to control human thought with input. And if you can realize that the human mind is a whole lot like a computer, the old garbage in, garbage out effect takes place. If you can control what people hear and see, then you can pretty much control what they think. And they were able to utilize newspapers and now radio and television for just exactly that purpose. Now, there were 78 newspapers, major ones, that they really needed to get control of, but J.P. Morgan thought if they got 25 of them, that would be enough to control things, but it wasn't. They realized soon afterwards that they had to get all of those newspapers under their control, and we got the likes of guys like David Rockefeller, who announced that he wanted to thank the people of the Washington Post and the New York Times for respecting their pledges of discretion at the CFR and Bilderberger meetings. And he said if it wasn't for their discretion, it would not have been possible to prepare the world for a new world order. Oh, we heard George Bush say that a lot, didn't we? George Bush Sr. He was always talking about new world order. When he went into Iraq, he said, this is much more than about one small country. This is about a big idea, about a new world order. There's a lot of people don't even know that on the back of their dollar bill where they see that all-seeing eye of the pyramid, what that means. They don't realize that's occult symbolism that was put in by these Satanists during the Roosevelt administration by his vice president, a guy by the name of Wallace. They don't speak Latin, so they don't realize that Inuit coepitus up at the top says announcing our enterprise. They don't realize down at the bottom of the pyramid where it says Novus Ordo Seclorum, what they're talking about is Novus is new. Ordo is order. Seclorum is world, the entire world minus God. So we're talking about a new world order without God. We have little time left. So much of what they've done has been implemented, and we can see that they were able to do a lot of this through fractional reserve banking. That was accomplished several times. We had central banks here in America, even when they weren't supposed to be, when the people were against them. Oh, they never dared to call it a central bank. But essentially, that's what it was. The War of 1812 was fought just because people weren't going to have a central bank, but by 1816, at the Treaty of Ghent, we had another central bank here in America. Through this fractional reserves, they are able to change prosperity and poverty. It's all done through the discount. If you lower the price that you lend to the member banks, they can in turn lower the price that they lend.
We'll stop right here. We'll pick this up on the other side of the top of the hour break, ladies.